AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. The highly contested Iraqi city of Ramadi has fallen to Islamic State militants. Iraqi forces had struggled to hold the city and fled today after a final push from IS. AP correspondent Samer Yaqub.
The Islamic State group made an advance in Ramadi through the using of suicide car bombs in order to penetrate the lines of the defending troops and policemen.
Four nearly simultaneous suicide car bombs went off today, killing 10 and wounding 15. Online video shows Iraqi troops purportedly speeding away from the city in Humvees and trucks. They abandoned their posts despite orders from the Iraqi prime minister. More rain for parts of Texas that are already soaked. In Johnson County, south of Fort Worth, it's forced some evacuations. Here's Emergency Management Coordinator Jamie Moore.
We have five inches of rain in a very short amount of time, and the result of that is flash flooding and flooding. We had 10 high water rescues this morning, both from vehicles as well as homes that had been inundated with water.
Heavy rains also brought flood warnings to the San Antonio region. Investigators are sorting through conflicting information about whether an object hit an Amtrak train's windshield before it went off the rails last week. National Transportation Safety Board member Robert Sumwalt.
I'd like to downplay that part of it. I've seen the fracture pattern. It looks like something about the size of a grapefruit, if you will, and it did not even penetrate the entire windshield.
Sumwalt speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation. An assistant conductor had reported hearing the Amtrak engineer talking with a regional engineer saying that both trains had been hit by flying objects. But Sumwalt says the regional train engineer recalls no such conversation, and there's no record of the Amtrak engineer telling the dispatch center something hit the train. This is AP Radio News. There's a new box office leader. Here's AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The whole world hates us.
Talk about an encore performance. Perfect Pitch 2 is the big box office hit, taking in $70.3 million in its debut weekend. In doing so, it more than doubles the $20 million it costs to produce. It also takes in more than the entire domestic gross of the 2012 original. Coming in second, Mad Max Fury Road, taking in $44.4 million, claiming the other three spots in the top five were the holdovers, Avenger Age of Ultron, Hot Pursuit, and Furious 7. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
U.S. Senate candidate Loretta Sanchez is apologizing after video surfaced showing her making a whooping cry in reference to Native Americans. The California congresswoman made the apology at a state Democratic convention today while defending her record on Native American rights. The gesture was apparently a joke. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.